prank cigar and it blew up and it.
No, what I did was I was trying to make like crispy mm-hmm. potatoes, but I didn't really have enough time, right? So I boiled them, but I read that you if you boil them in a like water that has like baking soda in it and then a little bit of vinegar, it will like make the it'll give like a residue on the potato, and then if you roast them, they get like really nice and crispy because that like caked on. Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, I pulled them out and I put them in the oven. I was like, I have this that broccoli works. I should make.
Okay.
And yeah, that does work. I took it and put it in the fucking acidic water that I made, and it just looked fine. It was like it actually looked delicious, and I was like, oh wow, the water's turning really really green for some reason. And then I took them out. And then I put them in the wok to just stir fry them, and I just watched them liquefy in the pan, like it was so disgusting. And I tried it; it literally tasted like somebody had like it tasted like one of those chlorophyll drinks. If you ever had one of those, like eating grass clippings, kind of.
Big fan. Sure. I like.
Reminds me of a song that I always hear when my kids listen to certain. I think it's called Super Simple Songs, and they do the thing where it's like, "Do you like broccoli? Yes, I do. Do you like acidic water? Yes, I do. Do you like broccoli acidic water? Ew, yucky!"
Well, today I learned it is indeed yucky, and you should not do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we sing that a lot. For some reason, I found out my kids got home right before we started the show from McDonald's. That's why I was eating a McChicken. And my son decided to pull a French fry out of the Happy Meal and say, pee pee poo poo. And I was just like, that's my boy.
It begins.
That's my guy right there.
Learning quick.
I mean, really all it is that I have actually never grown up beyond being 2 years old inside. I mean, this is, everyone has this in them. It's just beaten out of them by life.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he's going to
stop calling things pee pee poo poo because it's not acceptable.
No, he's going to carry on the dynasty. He's going to do the next.
Oh, the McMixtape?
Yeah. He's going to do part two. After.
I'm glad it wasn't fat dicks because I was gonna say let's not sexualize.
Yeah.
Children oh no, here, no. But... he's not gonna say any of that. It's just pee pee poo.
Speaking of sexualizing children, though, I had to. That's a what a transition. God damn.
What a transition, bro.
I do deserve a trophy one day for my transitions on this show. But I wanted to bring this up because it is just flabbergasting to me. This week, me and the Illuminati homies have a group chat where. We were just sharing these reels that are like totally getting by on Instagram and Facebook because OnlyFans models will just pretend like they're breastfeeding. At first, I thought they were just straight up pretending that they're breastfeeding to show their tits, but like it's actually that they're doing it. They're claiming it's educational to pretend to breastfeed a fake baby so that, you know, you can teach people how to breastfeed with these videos.
It's so funny.
But they like it's like nothing close to breastfeeding at all.
No, they're like it's hilarious because it's like it's literally just like a woman in like a full face of makeup and everything like all and she like takes her titty out like shakes it a little bit
yes
and then like yeah, just sticks it into this fake baby's mouth over and over again and like displays it and just keeps doing that like
yeah and we'll like pull it out and squeeze like both breasts.
Okay, I mean, I guess.
Just squeezing the baby's head in between it.
Just motorboating.
This is how
the
you
baby.
Breastfeed.
Yeah, I, you know, good for them. But it, yeah, that it's very weird.
Fair enough. I will say I came around on it that you know any grift that you can pull over on Facebook, Meta, Instagram. I'm actually in support of that. Like, fuck these platforms. But I think my parent heart, like, you know. At first was like angry about it because I've seen the process. I've been through that with two kids and it's like breastfeeding is really hard. And like these videos are not it. Like I'm like,
Where are the big leaking discolored breasts? That's what I want to see. I want to see the real thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of actually like tools and things that are used and pumping and all this other kind of stuff. That's not what's happening in these videos.
I wonder if like,
only that liquefy the baby's heads. This liquefies it.
You don't want to boil the baby in acidic water, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. That's, okay. Yeah, don't throw the baby out with the acidic bath water.
I'm wondering, you know, what's the next step in this grift? Like, could I ostensibly do some reels where I'm like teaching people how to put a condom on someone?
What you want to do is you want to get real hard, as hard as you can.
And you got to just put it on over and over and over again with your mouth.
Have a friend help you like this.
The loophole is specifically about breastfeeding, and so that you can show that nipples can be shown on these platforms if it's in the context of breastfeeding. So that's the loophole. There's no penis educational loophole, unfortunately.
Well, it's time. It's time. Let's get it going. But yeah, I thought for some reason the nipple was already freed on Instagram. I guess I was wrong about that though.
I feel like it's a fine line, which is weird how much regulation there is on breasts on any electronic media. I don't know why they are so heavily regulated. Like, is it just because of how awful dudes have been about sexualizing breasts throughout history that everyone just has to regulate it? Like, nope, sorry, we can't. Have you seen who's watching? Have you noticed who's looking at?
Have you seen what these guys do over breasts? Come on.
bad things.
The whole Trojan War. I mean, you know.
True.
Over one condom.
Just imagining the Spartans, like.
And it feels weird. The whole like censoring of the breast thing feels very like it just feels arbitrary because like if you I remember when I just made a TikTok account, right? Mm-hmm. When it was first blowing up, I was like, oh, I'll try it out. The stuff they just show you, like, off the bat, if you're a man, is just like, here's an ass shaking, ass. Here's a woman doing squats. Here's a fucking some tits. You know, it's just like, well, at this point, just like, just show me the nipples. I mean, I'll go on Pornhub. This is ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
You know, then before it, like, gets you, before it, like, understands, you know, gets the algorithm going, it's like, it's just being like, we know that you're horny, probably. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, just this. The TikTok raw algorithm is crazy.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, you're just out here doing TikTok raw without training your algorithm at all? Like, you're crazy, dog.
Mainlining TikTok algorithm. Yeah,
you got to start liking some, you know.
I don't like anything.
Vinyl collectors videos and, you know, people that do carpentry and shit. Hurry, man. Pressure washers and shit. Hit that like button.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to know the people that like breastfeeding.
Pressure washers.
But like, imagine the guy who like is like breastfeed or any person that just is like breastfeeding on TikTok. Like, I want to know. You know what? I got a breastfeed, so look up how to do it on TikTok.
This is probably sincerely the grossest pervert I can think of.
Getting your breastfeeding tips from TikTok.
Homelander would.
Yeah.
Homelander absolutely would.
Yes.
My God.
Actually, Homelander would be the number one person I could think of to do.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I get super bothering me. Whenever people try to use, you know, like, I think there's been another episode where we didn't name this person, so I won't name them again, but I remember they were making jokes they thought it was funny to say that all parents were pedophiles. Like that I can't even remember the connection. And at this point it's been that long, but I just like, I'm like, don't leave children out of your hypothetical situations that involve any type of sexual things. Like just don't do that, please.
For real.
Except for transitions into stories about it where, you know, obviously that's for,
I've felt bad for the last 9 minutes. I'm sorry. I said fat dicks. Oh no, it was just the first thing that came to mind. I didn't think it through. No,
that's not what I meant. Well, speaking of not what you meant or not getting what you expected, we have to talk about this. It's all over the it's all over the fucking internet right now. The faked Willy Wonka exhibit that used AI pics to deceive people to come to this thing. It was like $40-something in Glasgow. Is that right?
Yeah, Scotland somewhere.
Oh, nice.
So £40. I don't know if these articles did the conversions or what, but the fucking pictures are obviously AI. To me, somebody that looks at them literally all day, I can tell immediately this is not a real thing. But I feel so bad for anybody that believed them, because if you go look at this, the images of the actual exhibit, it's so sad.
Bleak. It is bleak in there.
It's amazing.
I saw somebody like remade it in The Sims. It was just super funny, and they only used stock assets, and it looked very much like the real place. Like, it's like a tapestry on the wall that's like a cockeyed, and then like a woman at a table with like some science stuff and like some candy on it.
A big part of the decorations were simply just big, you know, vinyl printouts of like a Wonka land, like taped on the wall, like you said, like all sideways. And you know, like I think they had some stuff that like I wouldn't know where you get, like a big giant rainbow and like some fake mossy grass hill things, but like it's literally like you just go in a warehouse with a few like items, like a one gummy bear that's, you know, way bigger than it should be. And
I saw the Wonka bar that they had, the big plastic Wonka bar.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's, no.
Yeah.
It was like clearly just made. They just made it themselves. It was it's bad, man.
Yeah. It's grim.
I felt bad. Like they were like had some quotes in the article I read, and it was like some of these people drove 2 hours to come to this fucking thing.
Gosh.
Oh my God.
And they brought like their 2 or 3 children with them. Like, could you imagine being like, all right, we're going to go. Let's go to the Wonka thing. And you like, I guess, didn't look into it enough, because you're like, it's in Glasgow. Like, it's got to be legit. Like, they want to go. Like, and then you just go, you drive all there. You're like hyping it up. Like, oh, we're going to go on this journey to go to the fucking Willy Wonka thing. And you just get there and it's like, a drunk guy in like a Willy Wonka costume. That's like a child's Willy Wonka costume. Like, damn, dude.
Yeah, it would traumatize me if I were a child, I think. And that was an experience that I had, because it's like you were lied to for several hours on your way to this little bleak hellscape. And now anytime your parents say, no, this thing's going to be great, it's going to be fun, you're going to think it's probably just going to be another Wonka Land.
Then all those kids turned into like Charlie's uncle or whatever, you know, that dude that's
they can't walk that. Anymore.
Yeah, it just became,
they have reverse Charlie's uncle syndrome.
Lay in bed. This is why Charlie's uncle couldn't get out of bed, is because you know,
all
that was his experience of the chocolate factory.
Yeah. For 60 years he lay there in the same bed as his whatever other old relatives.
I just think it's cool they made a fire festival for 7-year-olds.
These poor little fucking Scottish kids.
It's funny because I've heard this compared to Firefest, and also the whatever that con was with the ball pit that, you know, is like legendary because it was so sad and somebody peed in it or something.
What was the ball pit story?
Oh gosh, I'll have to go look it up.
Okay.
Tell me. But yeah, there was like these people that tried to throw a convention. I feel
it was BronyCon or whatever, wasn't it?
Is that what it was? That
was something like that. I'm pretty sure.
Some type of anime convention. The listeners probably are screaming at us right now. But anyway, these were just people that had no idea how to throw a convention and like did it anyway. And it went as spectacularly poorly as you could expect. But the icon, the meme that always comes from that is there was a ball pit. It was advertised as if you were going to go inside this, you know, big room full of balls. And it's literally just like what my kids have off of Amazon, which is, you know, as big as my arms right here, full of like 100, 200 balls. And apparently somebody peed in it at some point.
Cool. I don't know.
People are saying this Willy Wonka exhibit will now eclipse those things that now Firefest because they have announced another Fyre Fest, that they are finally out of the fire thanks to the Glass Cow Willy Wonka
we'll
event.
We'll see. I think they can. They'll. You know, they've probably got some surprises.
It just feels not the same. You know, because, you know, one, if in a lot of ways, this is much worse than Fyre Fest. Fyre Fest was like, just like, it's people that go to Coachella. Like, fuck them. Who cares? Like, they got these fucked up. Oh, well, you know.
These are people that still have dreams to destroy.
Yeah, these are children who want to just have fun. And imagine how bad an event has to be to for a child to have a bad time. Because, like, you could just, like, in a lot of situations, just be like, oh, man, this sucks. Like, isn't this great? This is so sick. And the kid will just be like, yes, it is sick. It is awesome here. You know, they just go with the flow most of the time. Mm. But this place was irredeemably bad. Like, they were, it was nothing
on them, right?
So something else that we have to talk about that we have, it's been taking over all the memes, everything, is that Wendy's is apparently going to do surge pricing for their burgers, for their food. And there's only like, there's a lot of layers to this, but I mean, I've seen a lot of good memes about it. Like, there's Michael Douglas, like in, what is the movie where he's?
Wall Street.
Yeah, really? Wall Street.
Oh, it's just Wall Street. Okay, yeah. And he's like, when I buy the burgers before lunch hour and sell them at 12:15 before the tip or whatever for 27% profit. And I guess the worst part is it's just so believable. Like, it just seems like something America, the fast food companies would do at this point. They're just like, fuck it. Charge as much as you can whenever you can. Do it. Do it now. $10 a burger.
I thought it was weird because, like, I just assumed that it was going to be the way that I saw it reported on was different than how they kind of pitched it afterward. Did you guys see that, like, statement that Wendy's made?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just horseshit. They were just doing damage control. But it,
well, yeah. Is this a New York Post invention? Like,
it seems like it could be
that's what we're reading
because like the way that, because I always thought that was weird. I'm like, that's just feels like that anybody who goes to Wendy's is going to be like, I just paid more for my Wendy's because I went during lunch, which is going to piss me off. Right. But they might not do that. Right. If you're like, hey, I went to Wendy's at like, 8:30 and I paid like 20% less. People might be like, oh, that seems like that could be maybe a good ploy to get people in, and that's how they pitched it after the fact in that response that they had, where they were like, "We're trying to drive people to come to our restaurants on off hours."
I'm just so sick of fast food shit because, like, I feel like they do so much with. I feel like it's like a marketing thing where if they did come up with this idea, like, sure, they're gonna follow through with it, but I think mostly it's just to go viral. And like become like memes.
Yeah,
like, that's like, a great
This meme, of course it would. I don't know why I'm asking this, but I was going to ask, do you think this meme is making people eat more Wendy's?
I think they're trying to get in front of any like people in whatever way that they can, honestly.
Yeah, Wendy's
just seeing Wendy's makes me hungry for it. So.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what I was going to say. Is that I've been doing the fast food fake meme pages for years now and just making the memes, like just looking at the food makes me want to go eat it. Like, that's the bad part. And that's what I always think about.
Yeah, even though you're putting like diarrhea.
Yeah.
You kind of want to go eat.
Oh, sure, because you material. Start with an actual image of a taco or a, you know, a Baja Blast. It's fine, you know, like. I always say that it's like, you know, because when we get weird shit like copyright infringement strikes on our pages by like, literally I've had it from like the Sonic drive-in lawyers have like taken one of my pages down, and I'm like, okay, so somebody at that actual company saw this shit and was moved to take it down. I'm like, you don't actually understand what's going on here. It's like, yes, I'm making a joke of your company, but I'm still showing your fucking food to everyone. Posts do not get near as many likes and shares as what I just
true think. Yeah, people do not directly engage with brands on social absolutely media not. And if they do, they're freaks and you do not want
except that for Steakums.
You do not want those people in your restaurant.
I mean, and to be fair, Wendy's has been one of the earliest ones to lean into like shit posting as a legit social media you know advertising campaign. Like, they have someone that just posts like blocks of all cap shit that's like, Deborah God bless, you know, like doing the fucking old guy biker memes on their main social media. Like,
they're like, so much so that you read that headline and I was just like, how can Wendy stand for this? Because of her presence on Twitter, because they've done so well with like making her like a shit poster and like a catty bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, yeah, they're going to need to invent a storyline where she was silenced, which
or something.
It's a very iffy area, I think, to get into.
Well, let me ask y'all this, because what I may be misinterpreting it from the way y'all were talking about it. I'm wondering if I've got the wrong idea, but like when I read this statement to, I don't know what it says, to Wendy's system, which I'm assuming is that like all franchises or something that operate. It seems a little maybe not accurate or not real. But to me, the description is that, okay, they were on a shareholder call and they described just putting in electronic menu boards so that they could adjust price dynamically to me, which means, you know, that could be anything, right? I mean, that could be breakfast to lunch. That could be, we just added, you know, a 6-piece nugget for this deal or whatever. You're like, it doesn't to me imply, oh, we're going to price gouge. We're going to adjust prices like cryptocurrency changes like every second, you know, like.
Exactly. No, it makes me, you know, it makes me think that they just wanted to, it seems like the press conference or the company call or whatever was about like, oh, we're getting these menu boards and now we don't have to pay a fee every time we change the information because we don't have to.
So that's the thing that gets me. This has already been a thing for so long. Like, I mean, I've not been to any McDonald's or Wendy's where if you're going through the drive-through, that shit is just a screen now, right? Like, I mean, it's not even like they're changing big posters or, you know, like. You go way back where what they had to put the little letters in the fucking marquee.
I had to do that when I worked at McDonald's. Yeah.
Wow.
Really? Holy shit.
That's how long ago it was.
That's what's boggling my mind is like, well, they could have been doing this whole time. Every time you drive up to McDonald's, they could have been, replacing. Like,
yeah, but they would have. But they would have had to pay. They would have had to pay every time they.
Why?
Did. Because I think they have to go through some sort of, but that's what it said in the article is that they were saying, you know, there won't be any, you know, overhead in this anymore. Like that's the big change is these boards, you know, I think can just be changed from within the restaurant without any sort of like,
well, I still have problems.
I don't know. Cloud-based service.
I'll go to McDonald's where they have, you know, it'll say like ice cream machine broken. But it'll say like an ice cream sundae and it'll be like out of stock right now, you know, like it always says that because the ice cream machine's always broken. But I'm like,
because but maybe it costs 5 cents to change that every time. I don't know. Like,
that's crazy.
It's because, it's probably like some weird transactional thing that, you know, whoever initially can't, like whoever has a monopoly at this point on digital menu boards, like they've got a stranglehold on these companies. I mean, they got them they got Ronald by the balls.
That's literally the case with the ice cream machines. I don't know if y'all read about that, but the people who supply the parts for ice cream machines apparently have a fucking monopoly on, and that's why so many of these machines will go down and not be fixed in a timely manner. I read an article about this thinking it was a joke, and I'm like,
in shitification, that's like the big word, right? Is that like, is this like capitalism reaching critical mass and just it's just everything's a monopoly now, so it's just once it gets to that point you don't have to do anything, you can just kind of game the system to see how much profit you can suck out of whatever situation you have.
You know, it's kind of like whipping your tits out if you have a plastic baby.
The shitification of breastfeeding.
I think I like this shitification. It's working for me.
I like this guy.
I want to watch videos of that on TikTok.
TikTok.
It's rare that I root for anything that happens under capitalism these days. So hey, you gotta take the wins where you can get them, I guess.
Oh,
it's all a titty. All right, not so bad.
It does actually make your day better. Wasn't there a like an article that came out that was like looking at breasts for like 30 seconds a day is more beneficial to your long-term health than going to the gym. Did anyone else do that?
Just seems insane, and just, there's no way that that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the correlations you have to longer. Create.
What? That's the real reason. They just like,
right.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, every time. Yeah, every time I whip them out in the mirror, I add an extra week to my life.
I mean, I can see it. It's stress relieving, you know, kind of that kind of thing that people have less heart attacks because they saw titties, like, you know, for a few seconds.
Yes, right. Exactly. So if somebody's ever in your presence and their arm goes numb, just. Show
them
your
hits. I like thinking about like a guy. They're like interviewing a guy like who's like 110 years old. And they're like, "What's the key to longevity?" Well, I look at breasts, any breast I can. I just go up to people and ask if I can see their breasts, and that's what you need to do.
I'm gonna drop you all the articles, so I don't sound like an insane person. I was able to Google.
I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. Within moments, doctors say looking at busty women for 10 minutes a day is good for your health. So
yeah, busty women.
This was extreme. Wow, yeah. Someone took the time to create a correlation that, of course.
Oh yeah. The stories on this. Yeah. This looks like a real.
Yeah, definitely. Website. Yeah. Well, okay. We got to wrap it here. Thank you all listeners for tuning in. I hope that you will spend the rest of your time looking out for your own health by getting a propaganda of some titties on the rest of your evening, but we have plenty more to talk about, such as self-checkouts are disappearing. I wonder why that's happening. Something called friendultery, AI sucking up pretty much the entire internet, and more. So if you'd like to hear that, join us on the bonus feed on Patreon or Spotify, or join us in the Suck Shame posting, because there's bots invading the fucking group in the chat. We need your help. They won't stop posting weird butthole stuff. So join the group. And
I mean, you know, kind of asked and answered, really.
Yeah. It happens on all my groups, to be fair, not just the Suck. You can also join the Discord. There's no bots there. But we'll see you all next week or on the bonus.
Later.
Yeah.
Bye.
And sorry, you know, we're forgetting about my little medical health segment. You know, we do it at the end of the show every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, this week I'm letting you know that if you're over 40. You should spend at least 10 minutes daily admiring breasts sized D cup.
Maybe they'll be breastfeeding, you know, on TikTok. Maybe
yeah. That breastfeeding.
That's your thing.
Yeah. Yep. Just search for breastfeeding on Instagram and TikTok. Bye.
Goodbye.
Later.